My name is John Erling. Today's date is March the 1st, 2017. Wes, would you state your full name, please?
Wesley Wade Watkins.
Were you named after somebody?
Named after both my grandpas.
And your date of birth and present age?
December 15th, 1938, and my present age is 78.
Where are we recording this?
We're recording this at the OSU Center of International Trade Development on the OSU campus in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
You're being awfully humble right now because the name on the outside of this building is Wes Watkins Center.
Yes, sir. It's an honor to have it on the building, but it also is a great responsibility having a name on the building. But it does allow me to visit with young people and talk to them about their future.
Where were you born?
Dequeen, Arkansas.
Your parents' names, your mother's name?
My mother was Mary Etta Johnson Watkins. Her maiden name's Johnson. My daddy's name is L.V. Watkins, Sr.
Where did they grow up? What was their background?
Their backgrounds were in basically Arkansas. Dequeen, Arkansas is just right across east, 20 miles east of Broken Bow, Oklahoma, in the deep southeast part of the state. They were married in that Dequeen area. After a number of trips to California, we settled in southeast Oklahoma, the little community of Bennington.
Your mother, what type of person was she?
My mother was an unbelievable person. I look back at it. She had very little formal education, but she was a woman with a world of wisdom. She was not able to get her education. Her father had her in the fields working, and she had completed basically the eighth grade. And that concerned her. I have two siblings, a sister that lives in Tulsa in assisted living, and a brother that's in Muskogee who has ill health. But my mom kept talking about the importance of needing to get education. Now, she thought about getting us to, say, high school. But I'm proud to say that all three of us have not only received our bachelor's degree, all three of us have gotten a master's degree, and my brother went on and got a law degree. So her influence has had a major part of our life.
Talk about your father, his personality, and what he did.
My father had a type A personality. He also had a very limited formal education, but he had a lot of common sense, and he was basically hardworking and looking for jobs. At the age of four, my age at that time, we went to California, and we ended up going to California three times before I was 9 years old in a search for a job.
Would that have been in the 30s?
That would be in the early 40s. World War II ended as we were on our way back to Oklahoma. That'd be around 1945. 1946, basically, is when we got electricity in Bennington, Oklahoma, as far as out in the country there. But my dad couldn't find jobs in southeast Oklahoma, going back and forth, back and forth. He actually lost, I think, his self-esteem. He turned to alcohol. He ended up becoming an alcoholic, and he ended up dying as an alcoholic.
How old was he?
He was about 62 when he passed away. But it made an everlasting impression on my life. In fact, leading me into really the political arena, because I was very active in student leadership here at OSU and was president of the student body and student senate. And when I won that election, a fella asked me, Wes, when are you going into politics? And I said, what do you mean? He said, when are you going to run for elective office? I want to help you. And I asked myself a question that I've told a lot of young people when they come to me about going into politics. What is your mission? What are you all about? What's your passion about? And I asked myself the question, what would I do if I got into politics? I thought about my family situation, and there had to be hundreds and thousands of others similar, having to leave to find jobs. And I thought, you know, if I could do something about that, if I could help them have a better way of life, being able to stay and live and work and raise their family. At that time, basically in the southeast part of the state where I grew up as a boy. So that's what I started out on. Now, my life has been a lot of different things, including a Democrat, a Republican, independent, but my mission has always been the same.
Your father being an alcoholic, were you 10, 11, 12?
All during that time.
And so that had to have a tremendous impact on you.
It did. It did. In fact, I do not drink. I do not smoke. I do not take alcohol of any kind. I saw what happened in my own family. My dad had a great personality. He could have probably owned half of Bryan County down there where Bennington is if he had stayed off the bottle. But he chose to go the other way. My folks were separated and divorced probably 5 or 6 times.
Because of the alcohol?
Basically the alcohol, yeah. And as a result, I watched that deteriorate. My mom, last time he went back toward California, she said, we're going to stay at Bennington. Bennington is a little small community 20 miles east of Durant. Bennington has about 250 people in it, somewhere around that today. It's a great place to grow up. Everyone knew you. Everyone helped raise me. In fact, as I've stated, you know, when I came to OSU, I was probably the greenest country kid that you could ever imagine. And I'm not lying about that. But I came to OSU, the entire world opened up to me. International was not even in my vocabulary when I came. And now a facility here, a building, and all the things that we're trying to do worldwide. So going back to my dad, each of us is a role model. Each of us will be a role model one way or the other, on a positive way, or it could be a negative way. But we're a role model. I learned some things that I didn't want to do.
Your mother, did she die an early death too?
No, my mom saw me elected to Congress as a Republican. Now, I mention it that way because we had to have quite a summit when I became a Republican. Because, you know, in southeast Oklahoma, my congressional district was 82% Democrat. And we'd always been lifetime Democrats. I served 14 years as a Democrat. But Mama, it really bothered her when I became a Republican. But she died before Thanksgiving 1996. I was elected as a Republican, go back to Congress early that November of 1996.
When you were a young person, were you a reader? Were you interested in reading necessarily?
Extraordinary. Yeah, Sears and Roebuck catalog. That's about the main thing that we had.
You didn't have books?
We had some books, yeah. I read what books that we had out in the country. Yeah. In early years, we had lamps. And in 1946, Rural Electric came, and we put the lamp up. But the Sears and Roebuck catalog, Montgomery Ward catalogs, you could learn a lot in math by figuring prices and subtracting and doing all those things. And you also read a lot about a lot of different things.
Most people looked at that for dreaming what they were going to buy, and you may have done some of that, but you saw it as a learning tool.
It was a learning tool. Basically, I didn't have any money hardly to buy anything. We didn't think about ourselves being poor or in poverty because most of the other people the same way.
You graduate from Oklahoma State University, but you stay on campus. Didn't you work here?
I had a good fortune. I stayed here. I got my bachelor's degree in 1960 in agriculture education. I was going to be an ag teacher. That was the person that became a great influence on my life was my ag teacher in the FFA, the Future Farmers of America. I'd come here on judging contests and speech contests through the FFA, which is great leadership training for young people.